This is practical lunacy, or maybe that should be total lunacy.
For a long time, medicine was preoccupied with the question, can this be solved by putting something in the butt? Take, for example, tobacco smoke enemas. Despite having no medical benefit whatsoever, the practice was popular. This practice ended sometime after 1800 when it became apparent that it didn't really work, but doctors weren't quite finished with having a poke around in that general area. In the 1940s, butt plugs were sold as a miracle cure for headaches, acne, and insanity. Also, they're called rectal dilators, and I don't know if I like that phrase at all. The instructions told users who were encouraged to self-prescribe and administer to begin with the smaller dilator and work their way up, inserting and withdrawing it several times. This is very beneficial and should not be overlooked.
Tune in Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Only on the internet, only right here at practicallunacy.com.